There were tens of thousands at their worst, and they originated from the homestead itself, spread down the delta and spread throughout the delta, and then they spread both upstream and downstream along the Fortescue River.
And what's the problem with them?
They tend to outcompete the native vegetation. So there are a couple of areas around the homestead at Millstream where they are really the only tree standing. They've outcompeted the river gums and the paperbarks. When also they burn, and we do get the odd wildfire through the park, and historically when they have burnt, they've actually killed some of the native trees, such as the paperbarks and the river gums. They burn very hot. They have a resin in their trunk, and that actually cooks these native trees.
And how have efforts gone then to remove them? How long has that effort been going for?
Probably around about 30 years. Started sort of in the late 1980s and early 1990s. There was a big fire through the park, in fact, in around 1991, and that had the effect of actually opening up the date palms. They were very, very thick. You couldn't actually walk through them. And once they were opened up, a number of the more senior staff in the region decided this is an opportunity to get into these palms and to start doing something about it. So initially they started poisoning palms, and the larger trees they actually felled and then poisoned. There was also an opportunity for a commercial company, and they actually came up and brought heavy machinery out, and they actually removed a lot of these date palms, the ones that they wanted, and they trucked them down to Perth, and they sold them to land developments and landscaping developments. So you will actually find Millstream date palms in a couple of significant places in Perth. Rockingham City Council used them. The Joondalup Shopping Centre actually has a couple of Millstream date palms in amongst the shopping centre there. And Buckland Hill is another well-known place that has Millstream date palms.
So how many do you reckon are left?
Sort of hard to tell, Eliza. We'd sort of estimate around 5% and maybe even up to 10% of what was originally here are left. Because the seed source is still in the ground, it is a sort of a constant issue to try and get to the date palms because they are still coming up as seedlings. So every 5 years or so, we try and get out with an aerial survey and see what's on the ground from the air, because we are looking at some very thickly vegetated areas here. You can't easily walk through them. It's much easier to see from the air. And we then identify some of these larger trees where they are. We then bring some of our staff from down south, tree fallers, who come up and access these plants where they've been GPS'd and then fall them.
And that's what you're hoping to get done in the next few days or so?
We are. We have a helicopter in the area doing some burning for the department, and we hope in the next few days to get up and fly the Millstream Delta area as well as the Fortescue River area in the National Park, and we will GPS the date palms that we see. We're hoping next financial year to have the remote regions crews, which are our falling crews from down south. We hope they will come up in the next year and go to these palms and fall them. At the same time, we're also on the ground ourselves, along with the Nyirrawanna Rangers, who are a ranger group based in the Nyirrawanna community about 40 kilometres away. And they've been actually actively poisoning palms and surveying them on the ground for the last couple of years, so we'll continue with that program as well.
Do people continue to be interested in the history of the date palms at Millstream? Because, I mean, when you said there were tens of thousands, that would have really affected the landscape.
It's an interesting, Eliza. When we first came and started to remove them from the immediate area, there was a bit of a public outcry from the Pilbara local people, partly because the date palms are associated with the water, the copious amounts of water that are here in the springs. And I guess people saw that as part of the history of the area, and they didn't really want all of the date palms removed. So what we actually did in that scenario is we actually left all of the male date palms in the area surrounding the homestead. So you can actually still walk around the homestead, the wetlands walk, and actually see those date palms, the male date palms, still there. We just made sure we got rid of the female ones so that there's no new seed being set.